every dog that's died since I was a kid, we say he's going to live on a farm outside of Wichita.
And that's no the ultimate that. Sign Man. That he's dying. That must be a nice thing. Huh?
Yeah, in Philly, they just hung him by a light pole and let him swing.
Your
there.
Brother snapped his neck. Wait, why?
he barked at somebody wrong. He was a loser.
He was a loser. Yeah, they're crazy.
We're rolling. We're good.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, thank
all
God.
All right.
Totally wasted this gold.
Man.
Well, welcome to the Comedy Store podcast.
What number is this?
What number is this?
7,000.
Yeah.
Well, we've recorded 7,000, but this is the 45th we've released.
Will they be in order?
So
they will not be in order. You'll see Rick get
the first 300 were not recorded. I recorded one with Argus 12 years ago. It was hot. I believe a hot podcast then.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, I don't no clue. I couldn't even.
I don't know what number we're on.
We're up there. I kind of remember that.
We are up there.
Yeah,
though.
You're up there in numbers.
Every time we get a new production crew, I start over. It's like AD. Like, you know?
This is like Argus's sobriety. Like every time he fell off, he has to start over. So this is, we're like that. We're kind of stumbling along.
So Jimmy Kimmel was on the island.
You believe it?
What?
Maybe
100%. He tunneled. He wasn't invited on the plane. He had a tunnel there.
He
tunneled
under the ocean.
Yeah, under the ocean.
We all got.
A lot of people haven't. I don't think
not a lot of people have done that.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
well, you might. Maybe I don't know. Maybe
you got someone else.
The tunnels. Is this a Gaza connection?
It is a Gaza connection.
Okay.
He's a known cuck, and what he did was he tunneled under, went to Mexico, stole their technology, took it all the way to Epstein Island.
Does Elon Musk have anything to do with this? He's got that underground drill.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. He was using a lot of electrical drills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Musky
Musk. Do you believe this?
What, were you just with Eddie Bravo?
Eddie
will outdo you on any conspiracy.
Yeah.
He told me nuclear weapons don't exist. I was like, you've
he did?
Me. Yeah.
Or you can't get distracted.
What is
what? There's fucking elevator music going on.
It's the original room.
Oh, nice.
Somebody's going up.
Barry Diamond's doing his fucking Four Non-Blondes.
I was walking in Memphis.
I was trying to explain to somebody. First of all, I thought he was dead, and somebody's like, I don't think he is.
I'm
positive he died like 5 years ago.
Last time
and then
I saw
we looked
him,
it up.
He's alive.
Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he was on the local news, and it said Barry Diamond, local Venice resident. That's really how he should be known. And now he's walking in Memphis, and his hair is stark white. It's
stark
a,
white.
It's a haunting.
Jarringly white.
So I had to follow Willie Tyler and Lester
just a week ago.
Last week.
Yeah.
So that we weren't going back in time. This has just happened.
I will say this: 2023. It was the end of 2023. They are not a puppet. Audience. And
they're going to see Willie Tyler and Lester.
He was in the main room.
He was just part of the lineup. And,
Willie, it comes out. It's like, what is this?
If I see Lester and Lester
walking around,
so I assume it's a puppet.
Dude, he opened with a song, not a funny song, just a song. And then went to a little bit of shtick. And then he was like, what, you want to sing another song? And he's like, yeah, I do. And then I'm looking around, the crowd's just like, what's going on?
He was like, I played arenas.
He does a full other song. It's like 5 minutes. Not funny.
We don't have any
I
now.
I was so confused.
I didn't know
puppets.
That was,
where was it? Willie Brown or Woody?
I remember him from Saturday morning as a very small child.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Huge.
So
he was huge.
It was
he was
pretty
huge,
weird.
Yeah. I know Woody shot himself and then Willie Brown committed suicide shortly after.
Really? Woody went first, though?
Woody shot himself, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so was it a murder suicide?
Yeah, that was what I was told.
Yeah, I couldn't
the
be sure if he
shot
like...
the man and then
himself.
He realized he could not literally live without
that. That would be a hilarious way to kill. You have your puppet and then have the puppet hands pull the trigger.
Yeah,
that's it's the only way to go out as,
if you're,
as a puppeteer, a ventriloquist, whatever the words
you
are.
You have to go.
Your life isn't worth living. I don't know why it's a little hobo, but. I assume any murderous puppet turns into little hobo.
Hobo, yeah. For sure.
They have to find it where the puppet's hands are around the trigger.
I like it.
He then decide
it's
to
all
tell,
tied in.
Tell the family? Like, would they like to know? Probably.
The family meaning like a table or like Woody's family or the man's family?
Well, I don't know who the hell Woody is.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Great Northwest. Oh, Willie Brown and Woody is
just
their old prospector buddies of yours.
Mitzi replaced her black eye with a puppet with a different black eye with a puppet.
The story is old as time.
Yeah.
And that's basically
that
what
same
happened.
Old story.
What I was told.
What is this? Look, I love. I mean, I don't love it. I should say. I was watching Yentl the other day, and you're giving me anxiety. What is this?
I feel like you fell in love with Yentl
all in March. I haven't touched it since March. What's the grossest thing?
I
feel like Barbara Streisand's trying to stroke your hair.
So jealous about that president's sweatshirt.
Really?
I got a feeling there's only one when I saw it.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. There's
only one. This shirt, you're jealous of it?
The best Legion of Skanks merch. It says president under it.
I like it.
There's only one.
There's only one.
And Ari is the president?
In a free and fair election he won it.
Yeah, of a podcast I'm not part of.
I do remember this.
He's not even part of the podcast.
No.
No.
But he can make a lot of decisions.
They like outside candidates.
Outsiders. Yeah.
Write-ins.
It's like how Peru will have a Japanese guy president for some reason.
Right.
You're like, Japanese? Like, yeah, they do that.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That makes sense. Honestly, I'm all for America being no foreigners allowed. But if a Japanese guy ran, I'd be like,
hey, maybe.
Do you know that?
I want Canadians deported. Well. I'm going to throw that out there. Canadians the hell out of my country.
First of all, you wouldn't be the first person on this podcast to put that idea
out.
That's
his whole
act. Strong supporter of getting rid of all
Canadians. I can't even believe the influence Canadians have on shit here. It's more than you think. The Jews. It's the Canadians. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Jews unless they're Canadian Jews.
Right. That's a problem.
It's the maple. That's a double negative. That's really what's running things. Ever since Rick Moranis was the king of Hollywood, they pretty much had it.
Was.
A lot of people are always like, dude, you know, Second City, it's the best, right? And those are the people that you can just immediately stop talking to.
Agreed. Agreed.
Do you remember when he got in New York some black guy during the BLM times just randomly decked
knocked him out? Yeah.
He just saw Rick Moranis and that, punch him.
That kind of turned things, I think, to the right for the American population.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we can just punch these people?
No, that black man was a hero, and I want to put that out there.
Didn't Bill Burr open his monologue on SNL with that? New York is back. Rick Moranis got knocked out on the Upper West Side or something.
I think they had no idea it's Rick Moranis. I think they're like, let me just punch this fucking
You think
loser.
They didn't know? They wouldn't do it to Bill Murray.
That's exactly right.
What Ghostbusters wouldn't you punch, sir?
Right. But Rick Moranis definitely would get
I mean, that's like something from a movie. Like the Ghostbuster demon dog went for him first.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. Man. That's right. The dog did go for him.
I think the giant ant in that shrinking movie, but I don't really remember it, but I'm going to assume.
What was that? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
There's that was the shrinking movie,
I couldn't think of it.
Series of Honeys. Honey, I Shrunk
really?
The Honey, I Blew Up the...
Yeah, that's right. They moved on.
They did
the
like
kid.
An Ernest Goes to Camp kind of shit. Yeah.
They
Ernest
should have
everything.
Stopped with the Honeys and started more with the Shrinkings.
Yeah.
Different shrinks.
Enough
like
with
this.
The Honeys and more with the Shrinkings already. I mean,
I'd like a shrinkable.
When
what
is the Shrinkings going to begin? It's a shrinking movie. That's what I
a
like.
Blessing
By the way,
on your
I know
house.
You brought up Jim Varney.
I'm so sorry, Harris. I didn't mean
a
to bring up your
comedian
favorite.
A fine comedian and a fine man.
Harris, he's a fine man. You
Harris
like him?
Pete. Only
he was,
person
he was the nicest man that ever lived. I don't want to hear you say a word about him. Let's talk about Stephen Pearl.
Wait, who's that?
Old door guy. Oh,
he was here for like, I don't know, 30 years maybe?
He was a nice man. Like, oh, nice. Can I talk to you about it? Oh, get away from me. All right. No rub off on the Varney?
Yeah.
You didn't get any varnish?
That was the Varney story.
He was vicious.
Who was the guy that used to hang out? He was like a crazy vet from Iraq. They used to hang out here all the time in the front.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Jeff.
Zapp? Jeff someone.
Jeff. Yes. I like Jeff. He was
not
a Marine.
Who?
Yeah.
He
was
a
younger kid.
Of that guy. He was
I
a little
like
uncomfortable.
Jeff.
So I met him. Well, I remember I met him, and he's shivving. He's telling me all this. I mean,
he loses it.
He
loses it. He
tells you stuff about Iraq that is like...
Yeah.
Oh, and they was that HBO show Generation Kill that he's from that platoon.
Oh, yeah.
And he was telling me these crazy ass stories.
Unbelievable. Like, if you let him talk, you could be like.
So I didn't know anything about him other than this. And he kept, as he's telling me about Iraq, and like there's some retarded girl tied to a doghouse in the, out in the, you know, wherever the hell they were.
Yeah.
She's chewing a stick. This is a horrible story. And he goes, you know, that's what some of you is. Fuck this place. But he's just like.
He would just turn it into fuck the comedy store.
And I go, and I'm like, so yeah, I had no idea who he was. And I'm not understanding he's probably an open micer at all.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do you come here? In my head, I'm like, why do you come here if you hate it?
Yeah.
And it's trauma. And he told me like three more bad.
Horrendous stories.
He would do it also. Like he would come up to me after my set and he'd be like, dude, that was funny. And then he would tell me the one joke he liked and then segue it directly into
in
murderous situations.
Yeah. And if you're not upset,
where you see civilians being slaughtered and you're just like,
dude, as I'm talking to him, I realize
that is similar to my crowd work tonight.
You're murdered.
But he would tell you a story that's fucked up, and if you could take it, he would like, he wanted to see you like
cringe or something. He wanted to see you.
Yeah, like, whoa, that's not a bad enough story. Yeah. Anyway, that's when I learned that nothing on this earth can hurt worse than not being past the comedy store.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe a combat veteran.
It's that hard.
He's seen some real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit. One night we were in the parking lot. And I don't know if you know him, but Freeze Love. You guys know it. Have you ever heard of Freeze Love? He did New York a little bit. No. Oh.
I don't know. He was.
Freeze Love is amazing.
But like one of the
best.
Across
the board, one of my favorite people.
Eddie Griffin.
He would just always be smoking.
Yeah. He was on the road with Charlie Murphy. Yeah. But he was also I believe in the Navy for a long time. Yeah. Right? So he's very smart. So we're talking and Jeff is going in and out of stories and not getting past and killing innocent women and children. And then I didn't get past and nobody will let me in a showcase. Like just going back and forth. And Freeze Love, he's a really big guy, gentle, sweet. But he pulled him over. He goes, hey, man. You off your meds? And I was just like, Freeze, everybody can hear you. It was great. And Jeff was like, I take some stuff, but not tonight. And I was like, oh my God.
Because you know why? He wanted to drink. People that have to take their meds won't, if they want to drink, they won't take their fucking meds.
Maybe.
I see a lot of that.
Maybe.
You get drunk? Yeah. I thought you need those meds that make you drunker.
Yeah.
And no, he didn't take them so he could drink, I bet you anything.
And there's a decent chance that he drinks every night so he doesn't ever take them.
That's smart.
And he would.
Oh,
look at this.
I got a pretzel from the comedy store.
Bro!
Dean Cuisine, everybody.
Does this say?
You want the comedy store? It comes with a salt rim, two packets of mustard, and diarrhea.
That's called the Jer Bear pretzel. Oh, yeah? Named after my stepdad, bro.
Jerry the ice machine?
Jerry the ice machine.
Ice man.
Did I have flashbacks to them? At the stand, they have an ice machine in the back. I'm just like, who fixes this? I don't know. We have a service. I'm like, okay.
Kurt doesn't know who those people are. You can't just say that like that. He doesn't know. You have to explain it, Art.
They're Jews, Kurt. Jews.
Okay. I mean,
they just fix things for no reason.
Jerry not only would fix the ice machine, but he was having intercourse with the mother of the manager of the comedy club at the time.
Yeah.
And so
she was like 70.
But that's not Mitzi. That's a
different guy. No.
She was a 70-year-old slut used to hang out here.
Mitzi was not a fan of this couple at all. Really? Yeah, she did not like them.
Was she hot?
You can tell she probably
Lainey
was.
Lainey was, probably,
she carried herself like someone who was hot 40 years ago. Is hot.
She definitely still puts bikini pics in her 70s on the Facebook. So.
She was always drunk.
Jerry would be great because he would literally sit in the back 5 nights a week. Like this.
Because he didn't like the stand-up.
And he'd be like, the speakers are too loud.
Why are you in here then, dude? You're not enjoying the situation. Why are you here?
Like, you'd be on stage, and there's some nights where it was so dead that you'd
really
just be able to see the dude in the back. And you're just like, why is he doing
that? And no one else could fix the ice machine for free. So he got carte blanche to do whatever the fuck he wanted.
And the ice machine broke. Twice a week.
Because he wouldn't fix it fully.
He wouldn't fix it.
It's this fucking ice machine. It's like, you sure it's not the repairman?
The ice machine was that dude's mom, probably.
He could never quite get it. How's the pretzel? I want to know.
Delicious.
Rate it compared to Andrea's cookies back in the day.
Is this podcast for people that used to work here?
Okay, I apologize.
That's in Baltimore. I remember that guy with the ice machine.
Coach is like, I don't know who you're talking about, guys.
I mean, I hesitate to say inside baseball because it's not that good.
It's more like it's not lacrosse.
It's not as enjoyable as
band, that's why.
I could say that there's probably at least 15 to 30 people who know about Jerry the Ice Machine Fixer. And those people are going to be very excited. It's a very niche.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Do you guys get more viewers in the Cellar podcast? Because the Cellar podcast does not get a lot.
Really?
Not at all.
Interesting.
We'll have no TV people.
We at least have the Dean 15.
No one cares. No one listens to it.
I have no one listens to it.
Interesting. Yeah. We had
he talks about it a lot. Like, you hear, it's like a few comments, but you hear the new episode? Everyone's like, no, what happened?
Is it similar? Like, we get good listeners, but then we also get like Comedy Store listeners that they worked here or work here and they want to know if we're talking about them because of Rick. He likes to, he's a loose cannon.
First of all,
is that driving subscriptions?
just angry comics is the bulk of our listeners.
We got some heat one time because I was doing Legion of Skanks and Rick was interviewing Jeff Garlin,
he was very upset by the very idea.
The offensive name
was great.
Skank.
What do you think?
Why would you want to be associated with skanks? I would never do a skank. I don't even like the word.
He would.
He should work for Sony.
His fucking mind that I was doing.
Dude, he was having
Legion
a full,
of
amazing breakdown of like insanity.
Yeah.
Well, Big J called it when he's like, when it was going. He was like, everyone was like, how? Why can he go off on us? What's the problem? And Jay's like, he's covering for something.
Yeah.
And then like 100%. A week later, he was like, hey, you're fired from your job.
Well, Rick was bringing all that up in that episode anyway.
Dude, like, he was bringing it up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was bringing
it
up.
He was like, the people on set have a problem with me making jokes. And I'm like, the set of what?
You call him Skanks?
The set of what? Of a show you've never heard of because TV's dead.
I had no idea.
The 80s Goldbergs or whatever the fuck?
Was that what it was?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Goldbergs.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? You're free,
Malcolm in the Jewish Middle. Who gives a fuck about that show? Who gives a shit about TV?
Dude, the guys who are all this guy's still making 20 grand a week.
He clearly had been checked and was very upset about it. And then I can't even say I want to touch a bosom without people getting angry. That's a funny word.
Did he say that?
Yeah. The whole episode was bizarre.
You know whose bosoms you could touch? Skanks.
Dude, at the end.
No problem.
Who never complains about that kind of shit? The Skanks.
Legion of Skanks. Yeah.
I think you like their crowds. I think you would. No!
Skanks.
Why would Eleanor be there?
He freaked out.
No idea at all what it meant.
What did he think it was?
I think he thought it was like porn or something.
I think it was like you line up, they have to bend over and lose their virginity.
Right.
Dude, remember when
I've been to events like that.
It always does badly.
I tried to have one backstage at the production.
Feelings get hurt.
The Goldbergs don't like it.
At the end of the episode, I'm like, do you have any advice? And he's like, I would say if you're a comic, don't work for Sony, all right? Whatever you do.
Solid.
He's still on the show at this
point. But how does he know that unless he's worked with skanks?
Right.
Very true.
Remember
the head skank that got hacked by North Korea?
No.
Yeah, the chick who brainstormed the female Ghostbusters.
Shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
You must know who it is.
This is inside baseball.
What are you saying? I don't understand all these words altogether.
Okay. Amy Pascal's her name. The dingbat was in charge of Sony.
Okay.
And that was her.
Oh, yeah.
So all these awful fucking Sony. I mean, he's right. Jeff Garland saying that. But she got hacked because they made that movie about killing Kim Jong-un.
Yes. Now it's coming to me. I get it. Yeah. I never saw the movie,
but she got hacked.
And
then what?
And so
I didn't realize she was the head of Sony in my head.
Her email.
They leaked her racist jokings with some guy. Well, you think Obama likes? Like, no, he probably likes Kevin Hart. That's like one of her internal emails. It was very embarrassing. And then, I mean, not as embarrassing as the female reboot of Ghostbusters. face of it that they made.
Right.
That guy, really, that guy, that director.
Did they even get Ernie Hudson?
All of them were
sort of. They were all
not
in it?
As.
Okay.
Not
okay.
as
not as the characters from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
No, they weren't in it, were they?
Yeah. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. Ari, you're having a problem. It does come with a napkin.
And it comes with a free napkin. You can take home to your loved ones.
Mustard dripping off his face.
Ari, I've used that one.
Jesus Christ, like the blood of a Palestinian baby.
Yellow, just like they bleed.
I think he's getting Starship Troopers confused. Casper Van Dien here.
Argus is here. You know Argus, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, so...
have you watched Argus lately?
No, I haven't seen
it. This dude fucking destroys now.
Please tell him what he said to you when you walked.
What? Who's that guy's like other Argus?
What?
Frasier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Frasier's
Argus Argus East. That's because he used to work the lab factory. East Argus.
It's like Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. Right. It took me a while to understand it was two guys.
Figure that out. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, Argus, he embraced being a creepy boomer.
And he's doing it. He's
so
crushing.
Good. So good.
Crowds like him a disturbing amount.
Like
when you watch it, you're just like, no fucking way. And I love millennial women. And the crowd's like, ugh.
Oh. That makes Holtzman sound easy on the ears, that kind of talk.
And then he just goes super creepy into it. And everyone's like, yeah, this makes sense.
Did you still recycling Joe's?
Oh, yeah.
Did he do the...
Changing the political figure, same joke.
There's a five-day weather forecast for Palestine just came out. It's only 3 days.
What did it used to be?
Iraq. And then
he changes the
Is that more of a commentary about America than his set? I mean, it just sounds like he's doing working with what he's been given.
Same fight.
He's a great comic.
Observational humorist, yeah.
You can tell the war machine's working by Argus's reusage of jokes.
Easily. Easily.
It wasn't a one-time fight.
I did see Stephen Pearl get almost accosted by like a 75-year-old Navy veteran in La Jolla once for making Gulf War I jokes about Gulf War II and just trying to like, well, I wrote these 10
Was the guy mad because of, he goes, hey, that's Gulf War I.
Yeah.
He told him to stop talking about things he doesn't know. And then the crowd literally just turned back around and looked at Stephen Pearl like,
how are you gonna?
Yeah.
I mean, I go, dude, you're in the Navy. Like, we don't need, that's the place we need you the least.
Yeah.
In sand.
You're just giving the real fighters a ride.
Flippers away. We don't need that. We're in the desert, sir.
First of all, this is the plot of In the Army Now, starring Pauly Shore, Andy Dick, David Alan Greer.
Yeah, so maybe he does know a little thing about it.
Solid fucking movie.
Yeah.
Solid movie.
Very solid movie.
The plot made sense. They didn't at all borrow from Stripes.
Right.
I forgot Stripes.
How?
Because I didn't really watch it. Fuck Second City.
This whole podcast is just about how Second City is
funny.
For frauds.
Did you ever didn't have any musters.
Did you ever
say that much?
I just watched Martin Short talking about something. It's like a recent interview. Uh-huh. So I just thought it was funny too. I mean, aside from Fuck Second City.
Hey, edit this out. I have a bottle and camera. Make sure to edit this out.
Pull a fucking buzz over there.
Crystal Geyser. Number one sponsor.
Did you drink Geyser?
They're asking about three fucking amigos or something, right?
Yeah.
And he's talking about this. And then, like every 5 minutes, he throws in like a, I don't know, like some presidents. I guess it was like during the Trump years he did this interview. He brings up Donald Trump like five times for no reason, talking about the three amigos. Like, or like, did you guys used to fuck?
Yeah. How's that correlate? Why
it really
was
hit him hard? Martin Short, a Canadian. A Canadian.
What's great about Martin Short is he is hysterical 7% of the time.
Okay.
And then 93% of the time, you're like, I don't understand what he's doing.
Dating.
At first, I speak very high, and then I speak very low.
Oh, I love that character. That's one of my favorite things he did. Jiminy Glick?
Yeah, that's it. Jiminy Glick.
I like Jiminy Glick too. Why
Yeah.
Wasn't he the church lady?
No, that's Dana Carvey.
Oh, Dana Carvey. Okay.
That's not the same person.
It's not the same person.
No, but they all look alike.
Yeah. Dana kind of just does Kyle's fucking Biden.
Really?
I think. Sounds very similar.
Kyle Dana is Carvey's so doing fucking stuff good.
Publicly? Not really.
He has a podcast.
A little bit.
With Spade.
He does.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
I think
Fly
he's funny.
On the wall or something.
Yeah, he's funny.
But
he's super nice, at least. I don't know how funny he is, but. He was
got
funny.
Real quiet.
You know who else is nice? Jim Varney.
Oh,
Jim Varney.
Jim Varney
nice
was a saint. And if I hear a bad word about him or any of the Ernest movies, you will find yourself on Sunset Strip.
The whole
Strip.
Trilogy.
I was Vern. He was talking to me.
Big reveal.
He was the original Vern. Oh.
Listen, man, that's cool. I don't know.
I just
I don't get royalties because I was off camera.
Dude, did you guys see the car commercials he was in? Do they have that in Kansas City and Philadelphia?
The one what does that mean? By the way, that sounds so racist.
That character. He's like, hey, Vern, come on down. Start something.
Yeah, I started that in Jersey.
Yeah.
So why are you saying they wouldn't have it in Kansas City or Philadelphia?
I was in local car dealerships.
He was already doing it. Because they only got steers or queers.
Bunch of Kansas City f***s. I said that last episode.
Keep saying it. Man, and just make sure you keep the Kansas City part in so that people know.
Kansas City.
I don't want to
confuse it. Beep, beep.
Ari, I can't believe how right you were when Howard Stern had a beef with you because you said, like,
hold on, you had a beef with Howard Stern.
At the time,
podcast, never heard of him.
He had with me.
Podcasts were not as big at the time. Yeah. I can't believe how much I don't give a shit about Stern now.
Don't give a shit. He had already become a shell of himself.
I can't believe anybody
has he ever achieved in his life.
Ever gave a shit about him. Sorry.
Has he ever made a man divorce because he's a rival DJ?
He was so big, and now people are like, who?
Yeah, I mean, I
know. You know, like when he talks to celebs? In-depth talks with celebs.
He has like two listeners, and one is Big J, and one is Big J on the rerun.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait, you're telling me Jay's
a loyal listener.
Really? Jay has a fucking purse now. What is going on?
What is happening?
He has a Louis Vuitton handbag.
Man. He's one of those, what are they, from Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even notice it.
Isn't he from Philadelphia?
He's got a wealth issue where he goes, I should have expensive things. He bought $6,000 luggage once, and I was like, what are you doing? He goes, you got to have nice luggage. He's transitioning. Yeah, he joined the Soho House too.
I remember that.
And he goes, I can take meetings there. I'm like, what meetings do you have, Jay? What are you talking about? You play video games all day. And by the way, why would Soho House have you? They have.
Don't you have to go through a whole thing?
You out,
right?
No, why would you want to join that shit?
Because he wants to be this rich guy.
Oh, I'm going to join the Friars Club while I'm at it.
Look how angry
they open that up again.
Oh, they closed the books. They're opening the books at the Friars.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be.
If you want me to get you in,
if you
want to
wake up in a tub of ice and Uncle Milty has your organs,
as long as he's teabagging me, I'll do it. I love Uncle Milty has a big cock, didn't he?
That was that was the
rumor.
He
stole it from a Schwarzer.
I'd rather be a made mob person than in the Friars Club.
So I remember going up in New York, and I got, because I wrote for Chappelle, they invited me to go to some fucking party there. And it was like, you want to join the Friars, like these old men? And it was creepy.
Dude, get the fuck
it was creepy
me.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come here and smoke cigars with you.
There was two guys that would come here and hang out in like the early 2000s. And they were like, oh man, we're from the Friars
Club. Yeah,
I remember that.
And it was always, if you did any sort of crowd work during your set where you were mean and you got a good response, they'd come up to you afterwards and talk you up like,
dude,
we're going to talk to the guys. And I'm like, the guys? There was four people here.
Hey, how'd you like a job writing jokes? I'll pay you with a steak.
I didn't even know, like, the Comedy Central thing, like, we're no longer associated with that. I'm like, that's all I know about roast.
Yeah, they were the roast.
Dude, I was at the last, so for Marin, I wrote jokes for the fucking Chevy Chase roast.
Jim Marin?
Jamarcus?
The pitcher from the fucking, the old Seattle Mariners?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Mark Marin.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes a little more
sense. He bombed on that, too. Not my jokes in bomb, but
Jim? Mark?
Mark Maron. No, that guy wasn't there. Okay, so it was the most miserable thing I've ever... It was the first time I ever went to a roast. This was before they were just Comedy Central. And Chevy Chase was like... I guess he did it because they were giving money to his wife's charity or something.
Oh, okay.
And didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, his friends or whoever that's supposed to love you and show up. Now, this is before it became where nobody likes you when they show up because they're hot picks or something. But none of them came. I think Martin Short and Steve Martin sent a video where they're on the set of Three Amigos Part 2 that they were just doing without him.
Without him. That's funny.
It sounds funny, but the air in the room was fucking miserable.
Whoa.
Todd Barry actually destroyed.
Like that.
Yeah, no, he did really good.
He's fucking
But
funny.
Fucking... So I go out. There's an intermission. It was way too long, by the way.
Right.
It took forever.
Always.
Yeah, we go out. And then I remember trying to get a drink. And there's some guy in this all-white suit with, like, kind of crazy hair. And he just makes these fucking Rockefellers. It's like pieces of shit. He just starts cursing out the Rockefellers. I'm like, what a weird.
This guy's ahead of his time.
It's just like rich, you know, it's the Friars Club. So there's like weirdos, connected weirdos in New York.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of the Gettys getting everything.
It was like, I'm like,
the Gettys.
I didn't look like a guy that knows Rockefellers, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Like, typical Rothschild answer, friend.
Oh, remember Richard Bay? Richard Bay was there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm sitting at a table with Marc Maron's author friend, and this, like, kind of hot-ish, I don't know, kind of hoey looking, I don't know if he's Asian or something, I can't remember, but she was in there. That was Richard Bay's wife.
Okay.
Okay. So he introduced his wife, like, hi, how are you? And he walks away, and there's this young guy that's like, and I mean, they almost fucked right on the table. The second Richard Bay.
I like that.
They were looking at Richard Bay's backdoor man. I'm like, yeah, it was a gross time. And at the end, Chevy Chase gives a speech of like, I guess this is how you all really feel about me. Like, this miserable fucking.
Not taking the jokes good at all.
He goes, but I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.
Yes.
Anyway.
Do you think that was
the Comedy Central didn't do it with them no more after that.
I love how it was like the Friars roast on Comedy Central. Eventually Comedy Central was like, hey, nobody knows our name. Let's just do it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
We just need this one Jew, Jeff Ross.
Yeah, I mean, that is.
Yes, Jeff Ross is roast, right? Yeah. Like he was like a part of everyone.
We don't need these withered ones. There's a plump Jew on the vine that knows how to.
That we can just pick right off the vine. Use him. I like that. Yeah,
Didn't Dice have his kids' bar mitzvah at the Friars Club?
Well, Ari, one of them I wasn't allowed to, and the other one wasn't there. So maybe it was that one.
Did his son have to prick his finger and swear?
Were you allowed
on the saint?
To go, or was this when you were banned from family
activities?
Yeah, were you
banned?
Banned from the house. Not at all.
Did you give him Molly too?
No, he was just
Ari snooping around.
He was rifling through his affairs in a desk because
allegedly
he swore he had a gun in his desk.
No, not he swore. Freddie Soto.
No. Dice said.
Oh, yes. Dice said Dice he had it. And then Freddie.
I'm like, no way you have a gun in his desk. Because I do. I'll bet you $100, which at the time I was like, I can't afford to lose
right.
that bet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's no way. You love your kids too much. And so he goes, don't look in there. And I'm like, okay, but you don't have a gun. He goes, and you'll never know. And then I was just in the room.
No.
Fucking Freddie Soto, burn in hell for what you did.
Why'd you look up?
So he knew where he was. He knew where he was.
Were you in the room? Like, in front of Dice, you did this. It wasn't.
No, Dice at a party. I was around, and I was like, oh, let me go in this room. And then Freddie's like, he's snooping. And Dice is like, you're banned forever.
Was it Dylan?
I didn't open the drawer.
I think
what you should have. What is this?
I should have. I got to be banned. I should have.
I just remember
because
Dylan.
You'll never know.
Dylan was the aggressive one who was like, he needs to be punished.
Who's Dylan?
Andrew's kids. But then Ari got banned from Freddie's house too for rifling through.
How did I get banned from Freddie's
house? You were going through his stuff upstairs.
Is that true, Ari?
Hey, do we take Google breaks for who these people are? Let me just give it a goog.
I'll be honest with you.
Hey, can you
Google's
bring it up?
Not going to have most of these. We're going to have to start a comedy school on Wikipedia.
I don't know all the lore of that.
If you Google schizophrenic rock vet
and hangs
outside
the
patio,
the
it's not
going to
come up.
What we're going to do is we're going to just record Argus giving a brief synopsis of each character.
This looks like a guy that would rat you out.
It does.
It looks like a guy that's like Vine.
Oh, how dare you.
He looks just like he would rat you out, dude. Like he's like, oh, I know, I'll be Dice's favorite.
Like a turncoat.
Can you imagine?
How dare you?
You'll never know. The fact that he said that entitles you.
That's correct.
Entitles you to go through the drawer.
That's correct.
You know what?
He set you up.
Metzger would never be allowed over.
I would never have anybody. Well, but you were new, right?
I was here for 43.
He'd be 30.
It's about 20 years ago. I was 43.
Yeah, but okay, 20 years ago, still. If you can't win a $100 bet,
I was told,
you know,
Dice literally said something to me. It was like he invited me to something, and I'm like, are Ari and Steve going to be there? And he was like, Ari.
That'd be Steve Ren. It's easy. I mean, in case you don't want to Google things, just go ahead.
And he said, Ari is no longer coming to the house. And I went, what? And he was like, he's banned because Ari is snooping.
Dice would do these things where he's like, it's funny to play this game.
Oh, yeah.
But
intentionally.
I'll not just be like, nah, I'm just joking. You know, and he'll be like, oh, no, I'll die with this.
Yeah.
You'll never be allowed in any of my homes. It's for the joke. I can't just be like.
Did you send him a thank you card at least?
I should have sent him a thank you. I should have sent him a gun or bullets for his fucking gun.
There was it was a weird era of dice because there was like.
Why do you guys look at me when you say that, Rit?
So, Eleanor, she was sleeping with this guy.
She was getting plugged on the nightly.
At the same time,
noise.
He was calling me like noon and being like, come over to the house. We're going to Toys R Us.
Like, not for me. He had kids.
And we'd go to Toys R Us, and I thought he was like buying shit for his kids. And then he'd be like, let's go ride the bikes. And then he's just riding the bikes around Toys R Us. And then it's all black employees, and they have no idea who he is. And the guy's like, sir, you can't ride in the store. And he's like, but I'm going to buy it if I like it. And then there's just a lot of bartering about, can I ride it a foot and a half? Wouldn't that be okay? And then they told us to leave, and then he stopped at a karaoke machine and did Sammy Davis for the guy.
The is this what Judd Apatow's Funny People is based on? That is what I'm hearing.
And then we left. I'm like, why did we do that? And he was like, because it's fun.
What a lonely man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was going through it. Oh, wait, were we together or were...
Yeah, they're going through the divorce.
Yeah.
Eleanor was best friends with his wife, and she was fucking him in her bed.
All of this.
This is after Ari dated.
These are all untruths. All right, Ari and I never dated. Let's include Kurt in some stuff.
Kurt, who are the three comics you'd like to see taken out of comedy forever?
Ooh, I like this.
That's a good segment.
Only three. You only get three.
You don't get top three.
It doesn't have to be dramatic.
It could just be you'd like to see them live a nice life somewhere else.
One night, we're Lynn Coblet to the cellar. There was like nobody there. It was just we were there at the table, and we got into a who has to get out of comedy.
Okay.
So we start throwing out names, and then it got like way out of hand.
The list was like 500 long.
Dude, so first it's ones we all could agree on, Then it would be like, oh, but I like them. Like, nah, they got to go. And you'd have to, like, trade their lives.
Oh, okay? Shit.
And then we started making deep cuts.
I like this.
Okay?
And at one point, I mean, it got just out of hand. It was like, at one point, it was all Latin comics. That's not reasonable. That's not reasonable.
All Latin comics
not reasonable at all.
Not reasonable. Okay? I agree.
I admit it was wrong, the whole thing. But finally, I go, the entire Chelsea Lately panel... And fucking Chelsea Handler was just standing right there.
No way.
And he just turns around and looks at me like, oh, that was weird. So now I'll never do that ever again.
Because Chelsea's here. Bring her in.
That was my shot with Chelsea Handler.
You could have gotten on the panel.
I could have taught her how the sun and moon work.
Your jealousy.
You would have crushed on that show.
I could have been in the coveted Glebe spot.
The coveted.
I'd be the one running for president, credibly.
I love Ben Glebe.
Damn it.
Yeah, went to his birthday.
They never let me on either.
He's the nicest.
Ari, did you do the Chelsea panel?
No, that never seems like once.
No, I did submit for a writing packet, though.
That what? I was like, well, yeah.
That's so your demographic.
I would only say that to someone I truly despise.
It is like a Howard.
What the fuck's that supposed to be, Rick?
Whoa. It's got
very, you seem like you had a good year and a half run in the Quad Cities because of Chelsea Lately.
They were big. That was the original Joe Rogan.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
You could really mid the road for a while on that credit.
Mid the road's a great podcast. Yes. That's where you bring up these names. Mid the road.
You guys don't know Steve Kramer? That guy was huge. From Wichita to all the way to St. Joe, Missouri for a solid 2 years.
Oh, my God.
He was on a TV show with Shane Matosh. You guys don't know him?
Oh, my God. That's so brutal, Rick. I think the list is too long.
Wait, who's the one? Okay, we'll just go with who COVID decided. Wait, who's the one that she fell?
Yeah, that lady. She was probably the biggest one to come out of that show.
Oh, wait a minute. It'll come to me.
I know, I'm blanking.
Yeah, no, because we just
Bethany
had
Heather.
Heather McDonald.
Heather McDonald.
Dude, that's the craziest fucking... I thought she was doing a bit.
One night I walked out...
It looked
out,
like a bit.
It was
she's
right...
She's thinking
of cha-cha. Me too, yeah. Right after that happened, it was like either that night or the night after, I walked out on the main room and I tripped over the cord and I was like, oh my God, almost Heather McDonald. And nobody got it except for Justin Martindale, who was standing in the corner screaming, laughing.
Yeah.
But no one heard of her or like even knew.
Why didn't she save it for the podcast?
Sorry.
No one knows who she is.
No one in the audience, but she's got a huge podcast.
Yeah. Huge following.
Gigantic. Yeah.
I've never had a following as big as hers.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Please cut around this.
All right. I can't pull off those kind of pratfalls either, so. You know.
No, it's tough. That's
I mean, she was saying, I got the vaccine, I got a booster, I can't get COVID, nothing could touch me.
No. That wasn't it. She goes, I've been traveling, Jesus loves me the best. Ooh, and then over, hit her head on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an interview with Dr. Drew like a few days later. And she's got sunglasses on because both her eyes are... I mean, she got
fucked up.
I already knew she was fucked up, so I didn't laugh when I saw it, but I think the crowd's laughing.
Yeah, it looked like a joke.
Well, at first, I thought it was a joke.
And then I'll fall over.
If I didn't know, I would have been laughing too. I'm like, oh, it's funny, because like it was like every black comedy room that I did where somebody's hitting themselves with a mic, you know?
Yeah.
Then they were like, clunk, and you know. And but I already knew, so when I heard the noise, I was like, oh. So like, and she goes, have you ever heard of anything like that happening from getting the shot? And he goes, yeah, actually I have. I have a friend who is paralyzed in the left side of his body now. And she goes, well, I think I'm not going to get the fourth one.
Fourth.
You're supposed to have eight by now.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Damn.
If you follow the guidelines, nobody got eight, I bet.
I got eight the first week. And then I stopped from there.
Good job.
I just kept faking my name.
I signed up as an employee of the Comedy Store.
Yes, so did I. Can we all do that?
Probably.
To get in line early. I was in Ecuador, so I was like looking at everybody get in line, fake the lines, waiting at CVS. Like maybe some old people won't show up.
Yeah.
Get the last ones.
So you got it because you were out of the country?
No, I was out of the country. And when you guys stopped fighting, when it was just available, then I came back.
Hilarious.
We're like, you can just sign up. You can get it tomorrow if you want.
Did you get COVID?
He has it now.
Yeah, well,
now I had it like a month ago.
Really?
Well, yeah, but you know, whatever. It's harder to masturbate.
Weren't we hanging out?
I don't think that's true. Is there a way we can do a contest?
Get some COVID patients.
See, you can hit the ceiling.
I get it up there first.
Fucking squirt central over there. Can fucking hit it.
Easy.
I know how to squirt it.
The ceiling.
Somebody told me, I hardly ever see her. Oh, Lori Kilmartin wears like an air freshener or air.
Purifier?
It looks like a tape deck.
Oh.
Like around her neck for COVID.
Oh, really? Well,
in
her defense, her mom did take her mom out and she wasn't, I believe.
Someone's trying to get the vaccine and shoved her mom over to get in front of her.
I get it. If you watch somebody go because of that, it'll fuck you up. So I get it.
To where I become Darth Vader?
Listen, it's none of my business what people do.
I'd like to see a full Darth Vader protection.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Vader would not get COVID.
No. I was on a plane.
Really? He's got a lot of comorbidities.
A lot of people were wearing the whole thing.
He's on an iron lung.
Yeah.
What's that called?
If he did get it, he's dead. But who? I think that mask keeps him safe.
Who? Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. Darth Vader. Is that his name, Garth?
It's his original name, except he got burned and then he changed to Darth.
It was hard to hear him through the mask, so they were like, Darth. All right, he's saying Darth.
Is there anybody that you were hoping was going to be on the Epstein list because you hate them and you were disappointed that, like, oh.
No,
didn't rape any kids.
Bro, I was hoping that they would invite me on the list.
Paulie, you were invited?
Yeah, dude. You were on there?
Dude, I tried to get
nobody
in with Brendan Frey.
Yeah. Who cares about the Epstein list? Did you see Cat Williams name a lot of people and throw them under the bus?
That's great.
Okay.
I was
glad
you
brought that up because
you're
on
the list.
You don't follow black shit. There's a whole P. Diddy. Puffery Dadstein, it turns out.
Oh, yeah.
P. Diddy's fucking kids, right?
Yeah, he had a thing called Flavor Camp.
But that's been going on a long time.
But it's just got to the white world.
That's when Justin Bieber started misbehaving after a weekend of Flavor Camp. He started getting real molested-y.
Flavor Camp.
Yeah, that's what they called it. Usher went there to Flavor Camp.
Hilarious.
Dude, everyone you remember from the 90s that was in hip-hop.
Fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
either molested
Diddy.
Or secretly gay molesting the artist.
By Diddy?
Oh, Diddy is like...
Diddy is diddling.
That's how he got his name?
I think
P. Diddle was really...
P. Diddle.
In fact, do you see a clip that goes...
P. Diddle do.
Of Kevin... fucking Kevin. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen him do.
It's funny.
It's Kevin Hart and P. Diddy and Usher. And P. Diddy's got his arm around Usher. And he's like, yeah, this is my brother here. We used to wake up early and wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And Kevin goes... nobody's going to say anything, right? He just said they used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. Did anybody just, what the fuck is wrong with you? And Buster Bunny goes, it's stupid. It's stupid. It's one of the greatest Kev yell, because nobody would say anything.
Yeah.
But it's one of the craziest fucking.
Yes. It's a little odd.
Yeah, so.
P. Diddy's actually here. Bring him in.
Oh, hey, P. What up?
I believe it just because of
in all white
Bad Boys of Comedy. You know, Big J.
P. Diddy, yeah.
This Big J has a purse now.
He's whoa.
He got fucked by P. Diddy.
Hold on.
So the contract.
Full circle.
Big J. You're a skank.
Wow.
P. Diddy will molest you on a Sony lot.
The contract for Bad Boys of Comedy said if it was like we were not on hardly any shit at that time, okay? This is like Jay had maybe had done Comic View and got this. Okay?
What was Bad Boys of Comedy? Was that HBO?
No, that was Norton Showtime. Show's HBO. This predated it by about 6 months, and they said if you did that one, you couldn't do the other one.
Right. Well, Jay chose wisely. The P.
They did the P. Bitty Bad Boys of Comedy.
Yeah, the contract said if you
Bad get, Boy.
Yeah, if you get any major shit or like whatever deal in the next 10 years after you appear on P. Diddy's Bad Boys of Comedy, he gets 10% of your, because those.
Because he made you.
Yeah.
Luckily, Jay did not get anything in those 10 years.
Yeah. No, like we really talked about it. Jay's like, I know I won't be anywhere.
Holy shit.
No, our manager at the time, Ken Truge Management, said just cross that part off and initial it.
Oh.
Is that how contracts work? I wasn't
sometimes.
Invited.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited on the program, so.
Man.
You got a lot of contracts you signed?
No, but I believe in reading them.
Your shit with Kyle is so fucking good. Forget so fucking funny.
Done. Forget when done.
Fuck.
Takes forever.
It does.
Kyle is the most ADHD.
I get
ADHD.
It. I'm pretty ADHD, but his when he does Rocky, I don't like to bring Rocky up because Rick's been shitting on him for 4 episodes straight.
That's what guys. How
I'm a fan. Do you like the movie Rocky?
Yeah.
Any of them?
Slice. We had Frank Stallone on.
He doesn't like it.
There's a legend.
Well, Frank Stallone is the guy.
I can respect.
He's the
Frank's
man. Frank
hilarious.
Rules.
Frank was the real talent.
Kyle does Sly talking to Frank, and you know these people. Always, he was like, I think he was drunk or something. He was like
not
nervous.
My Frank. Yep.
You know he's nervous. People are nervous if they think he's going to be like.
Oh yeah.
You know
who is nervous?
Frank Stallone.
Frankie.
Or he maybe just drinks a lot. But I
cut this. Cut it out. Cut this out. There's water in the shot.
Water. She's no. So water.
Cut it out. Okay, back in, and we're back.
Water? Did you get water? Water?
I got water in the shot. My fault.
So Kyle starts doing Sly, and he does it slick. He just over-compliments him. He goes, you didn't help me. You didn't give me nothing. You teach me to sing, Frank. I got nothing.
Stallone.
His Stallone shit. Rick, stop trying to get me wet. Stop it. You know what goes on. Yeah, I'm obsessed with him. So, but you guys have been doing a lot. What are you saying? You're not putting enough out? Is that what you're feeling?
More content. We haven't finished the second episode of The Talk Down yet.
Got it.
Do you
okay.
see The Talk Down?
No, what's The Talk Down?
It's celebrity news.
Yeah,
not about
it's
celebrities.
Great.
Celebrities telling you the news.
Yes.
And how they feel about it.
Yeah.
The Talk Down.
That's pretty genius.
Actually. I actually really love, I mean, I love it all, but I love how they've instituted commercials in there where it'll just be Ben Shapiro like talking about, like, I think Trump is the best. And then he goes, you know what else is the best?
Oh, no, that's what we do with Ben. Yeah.
LiveLeak.com, where you can get all your best videos at all times. And he just like, when he shows the video, the commercials over, he goes, get all this stuff at once with this promo code. Another thing, Mr. Trump.
It's almost a Kevin Rook.
It's almost a Rook.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
We did that with
you're going to have to Google
him
that.
Talking
name.
To Biden. And like, I don't know,
oh, yeah, his Biden.
Biden thinks he's trans Jenga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That whole fucking video was great.
Biden falls asleep. There's a lot to unpack there. He's like, we have our friends at Sherry's Berry. He just goes into his Sherry's Berries. He goes, give the gift of strawberries dipped in chocolate. It's fine.
Is Sherry's Berry still around? They were like the original podcast.
Yeah, it just
sponsor.
Sounds like something he would go into.
Adam and Eve and Sherry's Berries.
You can have a Scottish title.
We were with Four Hymns very briefly.
So you guys had a sponsor on here.
We did.
And they did not care for O'Neill was on the episode.
Oh, yeah, we did. Me and O'Neill and Jeff, I
and
think.
And not sponsor friendly.
Didn't they both fuck it up?
There was a lot
up?
Of...
It's not ad safe.
It was pretty much four Jim Painters doing a sales pitch for Getting Rock Hard.
You're going to Google it?
And I don't think they were in on it.
You know who James Painter is?
Good for hims if you want to be rock fucking hard. Yeah.
Our sponsor was Auto Blow. There's no way to lose that sponsor.
What is it?
Auto Blow AI.
No, what is that? Auto Blow?
It looks like a fucking Xbox, but it sucks your dick.
Shut up.
Now we're talking.
Literally, my head went to six different things, and none of them were that.
It plugs into the wall, so it's plugged in the wall.
Smart. Plug it in.
And your dick gets plugged into that. And the guy said we sold like...
Does it get clogged a lot?
You sold what? A lot?
Well, I couldn't feel my dick in it, but...
Whoa, excuse me.
They gave us free,
hello,
no, they gave us free
this
ones.
This thing was made in Japan, Milton. Eleanor.
I haven't seen anything like that.
I'd say Korea. I go so far as to say Korea.
Wow. It's not what you want in your dick sucking machine.
And they have a new one with three holes.
So you can do it together?
You an octopus?
So you play Xbox together while you're doing it.
We sell it on pussies.
Oh.
So Michael sells, you can save women from unpaid mouth labor with this device.
Well, I just had a root canal, and I'm uncomfortable with this whole conversation.
Yeah, Audible AI. And then... He's holding this fucking thing.
Can we get them?
Baldinger, hook it up. Hook it up. He's taking notes.
I'm sure if it's people hoping to get in the doorman thing.
How many times have you put your dick in a glory hole and thought, wouldn't it be nice if there was a robot on the other side of this? Well, now you can.
Or two other holes.
Instead of nothing or an angry dog.
Tired of fucking robots by yourself? Why not bring two friends? The new adapter really changes the game.
I only have one charger, so we got to stay close. But that's crazy. Three holes?
It had a mouth. I mean, it's not really three holes. It's just three different fucking
sizes?
Outer configurations.
Nah, you have no sense of wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, you did Boot Tower, the first one they gave out fleshlights as a fucking...
I left that there.
Well, why?
I took home an anus and a vagina.
Fuck the anus? Like a flesh anus?
Well, I didn't know what I'd get to. I hadn't tried it.
Tried. Can you put them together and make them one?
Oh, I remember. Devil's Tornado.
I like
that. That's the only time I've ever felt bad.
About yourself?
Fucking a fleshlight?
When I put it on, I was like, this is wrong.
I'm not this big of a loser.
That's why I left it.
Yeah.
I was taking a shit, so I thought I'd do a quick.
Kurt.
Get it out. Does that help the shit?
No.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Octafist Fucker 8000. It's the only machine that fucks you with eight fists, eight different ways.
Oh, you know what? I saw a clip of fucking Steve Harvey talking about when he hung out with Michael Jackson. Did you ever see him talk about that?
And they fucked.
Was it his story or his Cat ass. Williams' story? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, is he a Jay Moore?
I'm kidding. They joke. He stole a lot of his stuff.
To watch the clip because it's really funny because it's actually pretty funny because he's making fun of Michael Jackson.
Right.
He brought him to church. Okay, so Michael Jackson came dressed like Captain Crunch.
That's a church.
He goes, all these straps and so on. He goes, why you got all this equipment on? The bit's solid, but what's funny is...
It's a bit solid.
He's talking about it, and you could see like a man doing everything to not put two and two together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes, no, he's just rich. He got a lot of money. It would change you. It's like everything not to accept the very obvious thing.
Giant obvious thing.
Like Liberace rich.
He need the Lord. He just needs the Lord.
As Captain Obvious, and they're not
Michael
getting it.
Michael got giraffe money. It's a great bit, I'm telling you.
No, I believe you.
You know you can't get no giraffe.
I feel like I know that bit, yeah.
It's pretty good.
How many buttons on the suit?
It's not so much the buttons. It's got like a twinkle to it.
Oh.
That's nice.
It's a gray suit.
Four buttons is a nice
I don't think
suit.
He wears that to church.
I told Chris when the tour started that if he kept me on long enough, I was going to dress solely in something from the Steve Harvey collection.
What, like Doug Stanhope?
Yeah, kind of. It's a very similar look.
Go on the road with Stanhope.
The used car salesman? Come Stanhope on.
Stanhope will get a suit where the lining matches the socks.
I love Stanhope.
He does have great outfits.
Unbelievable outfits. They match his decor of his whole area he lives
COVID.
In.
That was the COVID.
That was the COVID.
COVID.
No. Ryan's got to know.
It we really all have is
like
COVID.
A Harpo Marx. Like black guy suits.
COVID
on
out.
A, black guy suits on like a small-ish white guy looks like Harpo Marx, classic comedy. Like a fat tie.
Extra fat.
Like on Tom and Jerry when he would make a suit out of the curtains.
Yeah.
So you can blend in. So we got to surprise him.
Hey, daddy-o. Hold on. Are you doing Barry Diamond's bits again?
He doesn't know who that
That's
is.
Bobcat.
No, I know Barry Diamond is.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
He's a huge Diamond fan.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. You got his whole collection.
He directed Diamond in the Rough, the Barry Diamond. It's a 7-part miniseries.
I won't rest until we have a title, every possible title with Diamond in it for him.
I was in his act. He used me in his act.
What did he say?
That's when I.
Skanks!
Skanks, that's a terrible name.
That's my wife, Eleanor, 14 years old. But I realized I'd been working here too long when I aged in his act. I went from 14 to 17.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I gotta quit this fucking job.
Fucking Eleanor, how fucking old are you again?
Eleanor, I'm not fucking working for you. That's Katie, in case you're wondering. That's our favorite waitress.
I like when he just goes blank as we talk
about
it.
Yeah, it's great.
I was trying to identify the
autistic stare.
Is she from Boston?
Yes, she is.
What the fuck made you think that, Kurt? What are you, some kind of fucking rocket scientist?
Super sleuth or something? Come fuck me in the bathroom.
Down in Providence.
She was getting fucked in the bathroom.
She's the only fucking bathroom.
She fucked in the bathroom, and then someone would come into the bathroom. It's a one stall. They changed it. It was just one seater. And she'd be like, oh. And then they keep fucking, someone else would come in 2 minutes later. She went, shut the fucking door. And it's like, lock it. Just lock it.
I think that's the word, honestly, of the most unfuckable accents.
It's, yeah, everybody says that. Yeah. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Boston? I
mean, worse than
Warner?
It is.
Worse than Philly?
Ugly women, too. It's not just the accents. Pasty.
That's
rude, Ari. I'm pretty pasty.
Irish have only two outcomes.
Yeah.
To their face, old baby and spooky witch.
Oh, that's what Dom used to say. Ski skanks or like, what was the other one?
He said they're beautiful or their forehead and chin touch.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking of men mostly because of like Bobby Kelly's old baby, Bill Burr old baby, Colin Quinn spooky witch, Dennis Leary spooky witch.
I'm in the middle, I think. I might be spooky witch.
I don't know. I've never even thought about it for women. I was only thinking of men.
I like that.
Well, maybe you can.
Rick's Irish. Yeah,
with Barry Sobel.
Hmm. What's the spectrum
Irish?
He's on?
I'm kind of old baby, but
after the molestation, my spooky witch.
Yeah, I was going to say my mom's an O'Brien. So
Rich Ingraham.
Ingraham.
You just say it.
I always say Ingraham.
Ingraham.
It's way.
Oh, Rick Mr. Ingraham. Come over here. I'll cut
all the Ingrahams
off.
Are here. Wait, your mom's Irish and your dad's Irish or no?
He's English and Swedish.
Oh, wow.
What, did you go over there and grab her and bring her back?
He had the Swedish part and the English part.
Pillage a few generations and then we got in there. Got in those guts somehow.
You're in the house helping out the family. You're going to get up in those guts.
Man. Yeah, you have to.
I'll be in the bottom of the Titanic where I belong. All right, so where can they find you guys?
Yeah, so... What are your sponsors?
Do you still podcast? Are you guys doing comedy?
I stopped my podcast.
I know, Ari. Why?
I'm bored of it. I got bored of it.
Yeah.
But now you have a podcast?
I did. I got bored of it too.
Wow. Both got bored of it.
Well, yeah. I have a.
Couldn't get sponsors, huh? Ari, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how he got elected king of the skanks. That's why he won in a fair and free election.
That's for that fucking pretzel, dude.
I think we should sanction them.
You want that? You get that pretzel.
Sanction them for sure.
One more time. Okay. Free fucking mustard stain napkin if you get that pretzel at the Comedy Store. 2 Goldens packets.
I don't want anybody to know where I am.
All right. Don't find...
Thanks for listening, guys.
I'll be all over.
Check them out if you can find them. They don't
Jimmy
really
Dore
care
show
to tell you.
And the talk down. On,
oh, yeah, yeah. YouTube. Jimmy Dore show.
I want to do that Jimmy Dore
so
show. I like
funny.
Watching those clips sometimes, but I don't know any of the stuff. You seem to... I want to just like be on there and be like, wait. What's that?
Yeah, they're so
I would just
so
do that
smart.
A bunch. Wait. What happened? And
Jimmy's
I would just keep
so
having to back
crazy.
Them up.
Oh, that would be great.
That was convincing.
That'd be great. I could just see Jimmy getting really into his Irish points and then that shit.
Wait. The Afghan? What was it? Who went to Afghanistan? Who started that one? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
How are you not hot as hell?
He's got COVID. He's dying on the inside.
I've got shivers and chills and fever at the same time.
Well, I've got all that, but that's just from hearing about Jimmy Fallon. I didn't hear that.
Right.
The shoe drop with what he said.
You still eat In-N-Out burger as much as you can now that you moved here?
No.
What burger?
In-N-Out. He came to visit me. He would eat it like fucking 4 times a day.
It was a novelty when I first got it.
Then you got sick of it?
It's been fucking many years.
Yeah, it's probably been 15 years since then.
15 wow. years.
I'm still summing you up as
Sorry.
Oh, Metzger, the in and out guy?
I would argue, but he was right with the in Stern thing.
thanks for listening, guys. Come to the Comedy Store.
I have a girl friend. She makes stuff.
Oh, she's
what does she make? Does she make in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Nice.
Whoa.
Guys, find me at Kermester Comedy on Instagram.
Thank you. Like, subscribe, all that. Follow these freaks.